Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, kickoff weekend, always exciting with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, and everybody wants to talk about the tempo with Chip Kelly's offense. But from watching the film and watching that offense, to me, that guy right there, LeSean McCoy, he sets the tempo.
He really does. He's a great back, obviously. And those guys have specific traits. They can, you know, accelerate. You know, sometimes when you're looking for a running back, you talk about speed, how important it is. But what he has to go along with his speed is great quickness and great vision. And that's what makes him so special.
Now, let's take a look at a couple of his plays. The inside and outside zone, that's basically their two money plays, isn't it?
Right. Now, this one, you know, doesn't require much vision. You know, this is all speed and good feel for the game, obviously. But his ability to make plays, when they attack the perimeter like that, it forces the defense to really have a really strong presence of setting the edge and making sure that the play doesn't get outside of them. So it's not only contain the blocker, but also contain the ball.
And I've always felt this with this Chip Kelly offense, it probably stresses the linebacking position more so than any. And this guy certainly stresses the linebacker position because you don't know where he's going to go.
Right. It, backside pursuit is so critical, just like on this play. You know, this is normally a defensive end. He'll chase flat and pursue, but you really got to stay on his downfield shoulder. And, you know, make sure that we really keep close vision of his hip. He'll make people miss. He'll give ground in order to make yards. And that's what's unique about him.
Man, he did that right there to Jason World, the outside linebacker. But he's not the only back. The Philadelphia Eagles signed Darren Sproles. Fantastic back, 30-year-old back, but he's still got the quickness that you fear. I don't want to say fear, you respect.
Right. And I think, you know, we always talk about the running styles. We'll look at LeSean McCoy's running style, Sproles' running style. Now, with Sproles, you know, he's more of a north and south runner. He's got great quickness, but he likes to get north and south as fast as possible. And this is an example of it right here.
Now, I'm looking at Troy Polamalu respecting Foles as a runner. If it were me, I don't know if I'd be respecting Foles. I'd be worried more about the two running backs.
Well, you know, they have options off of it. Not only can they hand it off, but Foles could keep it and run it, or he could throw a pass off of it. So you just got to make awareness for him to know that, you know, it's not a free run for him every time. And you do that mostly to show it up in the booth so they stay away from those plays.
And this play, I think, is a perfect example of what makes LeSean McCoy special.
Well, they're a big screen team. I think they had, what, you know, 40-some screens last year or 60-some screens over the course of time. And they're real successful at it. And one of the things you look at is ball security. It's not exactly what
that's
we talk about.
It's not high and tight,
yeah,
right?
It's not high and tight. But surprisingly, he doesn't fumble that much. I think Dallas got one off of him last year. But, you know, we'll be going for the ball because he does, you know, anytime a player carries it like that. But at times he uses it for the defender to focus on that rather than on tackling him. And that's where he gets extra yards.
And that was one heck of a one-handed catch there. Now, you talked about the options, you know, faking the handoff to a running back and then maybe Foles throwing it over the top. When I was watching this play, I said, holy cow, look at 94 Timmons, the linebacker here. He's so focused on Sproles and Foles that Celek, the tight end, leaks in right behind him. And I think that's why it stresses the linebackers, because they're kind of unsure.
Well, if you know, obviously you go into a game and you say you want to stop the run with Philadelphia. I think they're 4-6 in games that are held under 100 yards rushing. So with that, every team knows that. So those linebackers, they start creeping up when there's a run fake. They're really heavy into the run. And sometimes big plays like that can happen behind the linebackers.